A bill in the state legislature that would allow utility companies to charge an additional fee to customers who use solar panels has now advanced out of an Iowa House committee. Republican Representative Gary Moore of Bettendorf says non-solar customers are subsidizing the use of the utility infrastructure by Iowans with solar panels.
The idea is basically if you use it, you pay for it. If you use the energy grid, either buying utility power from the utility company or sending it back to the utility from solar energy, you pay for use of the grid.
However, solar panel distributors like Van Meter Electrical Supply in Sioux City and Webster City disagree. Logan Welch is a renewable energy product manager and solar specialist for Van Meter, and he has been lobbying against that bill.
And they're trying to say it's a fair for all tax, and essentially our stance, I serve on the ICETA board, Iowa Solar Energy Trade Association. Our stance is it's really kind of discriminatory towards solar customers, charging them an extra fee just because they're not buying the power that they offer to the fullest extent they could. You know, they're offsetting their own. So I don't really know legally all the details. I rely heavily on my lobbyists and them telling me kind of what these wordage statements mean and how it would affect us and affect our industry. But It's not good. We're definitely fighting it, and it looks like I might make it to the Senate floor for a vote.
From what I've read, seems like there's a lot of lobbying on the other side, too, and it does seem like it's pretty effective.
Yeah, we think it might go through. You know, we're preparing for the worst, let's put it that way.
How big would the effect be, do you think?
You know, we could see it be in the hundreds of dollars a year to residential solar customers to the point where their returns on investment may be, you know, 10 to 20% longer than without it, you know, so that could deter people from going down the path of solar energy. It'll affect, you know, the job creation the solar industry's created over the last 4 or 5 years. It'll affect a lot of small businesses, primarily, you know, solar installers, but also small businesses just looking to offset some of their energy usage or save some money on that side of their business expense, the bottom line, because again, it's going to be more expensive now to go solar than before. You know, any way you slice this, it's just another way for Mid-America to try to get the kilowatt hours they're losing to distributed generation and, you know, customers doing their own generation through renewable means back. And it's frustrating to us. And we know they're looking at, you know, the cost of that energy and that cost of maintaining the lines without the kilowatt hours from solar and customers. And compared to what they do business-wise, it's a fraction of a fraction of a fraction of a percent. But yeah, we don't really know why they're picking this fight with us. It seems like every year we're at the Capitol trying to keep them at bay, but... this one probably has the most teeth to it, the most legs within the Senate that it might go through.
They talk a lot about alternative energy and how much they're investing in alternative energy. They'll
put up wind and solar farms, but when their customers want to do the same, they're like, no. And if you do, we'll charge you more for your power through, you know, fancy base rates or whatever they want to call it, you know, fair for all type rates. What's fair for all is just letting people do what they'd like to create their own power with them on it. And in a way, that'll actually strengthen their grid. So the more distributed generation there is out there, the less maintenance they have to do. And when, say, your house had solar on it and you overproduced, those overproduced kilowatt hours, Mid-America could just turn around and sell to their neighbor with little or no distribution wear and tear on their lines because they're selling it to somebody 100 feet away instead of transferring kilowatt hours miles and miles away. So they really benefit from small solar arrays all over the place. It keeps their grid more levelized.
It does seem kind of counterintuitive to what Governor Reynolds has said about promoting alternative energy in the state, because it sounds like this is going to cost people around $300 if they do have these solar panels and they're tied in with the energy providers.
It's kind of ridiculous, you know, especially with our state being seen as such a large renewable energy state with wind. Now, that's like an average number, I believe. It's just kind of based on, like, I'm not sure exactly how it was figured, but I've heard the number about $300 a year on average because basically they're just going to assess a charge to people that have solar because they think they're not paying their fair share of the maintenance needs and stuff for the grid.
It sounds like people who buy the solar panels and use the solar power are still very much tied up to the grid.
Very few people have cut the cord and been disconnected from the grid. That involves batteries and much more expensive inverters and very complicated, complex systems that people want to stay away from. So they stay tied to the grid. So at night and on bad Sundays, they're just, all right, I'll buy it for today. But when the sun's out, they're just going to offset as much as they can.
This bill has already passed a committee. Looks like it's going to go to the floor for a vote. What is your outlook now?
So I think they really are showing favoritism to big industry like utilities and investor-owned utilities, and they're not really paying attention to the job creation and the dollar savings on the ground floor to the citizens of Iowa. They're really overlooking that, no matter how much we ring the bell and show them that. It's really disheartening to us because, again, we're very proud to be in renewable energy. I used to be in robotics a long time ago. I changed careers just because I wanted to stop taking people's jobs and start, you know, saving the planet. I'm a little bit of a tree hugger. You can't tell.
That was Logan Welch, a renewable energy product manager and solar specialist for Van Meter Electrical Supply in Webster City. He's been lobbying against a bill that would charge an additional fee to customers who use solar panels, and that bill is now going on to the full House.